The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour, Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I've got a lot to talk about today. Updates out of Afghanistan. Talk about good news, bad news. The pace of getting people out is accelerating. It is still painfully slow. People are still trapped. Americans are still trapped in Afghanistan, and sadly, French and British troops are searching out Americans and trying to help them escape. Not the American military. No, British, yeah. France, yeah, but American, we can't do that. And we'll get to that a little later. Just a quick update. Texas Governor Abbott has now tested negative for COVID-19. He never really showed any symptoms. He was asymptomatic. He tests every day because he's a governor. And one day last week, he tested positive for COVID. He immediately quarantined himself. And now already he has tested negative. So that's good news. And I'm sad to say this, but it's true. Many in the mainstream media will be very sad to hear that. Many liberal leftists will be very sad to hear that the governor of Texas never really got sick and now he has tested negative. And I've got sometime very soon, I've got the newest research on whether masks work or not. Yeah, wait till you hear this. But first, I'm going to get a pet peeve off my chest. Okay? Not related to any of that other stuff. It's not related to current events. It's related to our Christian testimony. And let me tell you what prompted it. I'll try not to belabor this. Joy and I went out to breakfast this morning. We do that quite often. We enjoy going out to breakfast. And pulled into the parking lot of a local restaurant and saw a car. And had some stickers, bumper stickers, etc., that would indicate that the vehicle owner was a follower of Jesus. And so we were getting out of the car, and I told Joy, I said, oh, look at that. And then she said, look in the car. It was filled with trash and garbage, and it was filthy inside the car. Just filthy. And my first thought was, oh, no, not again. Somebody advertising that they love Jesus, and yet their personal life is characterized by being unkept, dirty. Okay, anyway. And I said, oh, that's really sad. So we go in and sit down, and we've ordered our breakfast and so forth, and we're waiting. And Joy says, she looks around the restaurant. She says, I know who's driving the car. I said, really? She says, yeah, I know who's driving the car. So here's the bottom line here. Joy, and then I looked, I said, yep, you're right. Here is a person who identifies as a follower of Jesus. And that's fine. I'm not opposed to bumper stickers. I'm not opposed to whatever way you want to witness that you are following Jesus. But if you do, then don't make Jesus look bad by the way you dress, the way you act, your personal appearance. Hey, folks, listen. You don't have to be rich to be clean. You don't have to be wealthy to comb your hair. You don't have to be a millionaire to brush your teeth. I told someone years ago, this has been many, many, many years ago, this person wanted to witness to everybody, tell everybody about Jesus. And I looked this individual straight in the face and I said, you'll never win anybody to Jesus the way you look. This individual, I'm not even going to say whether it was a man or a woman, this individual was dressed dirty, unkept, hair disheveled, breath was worse than a dragon. I said, if you want to win people to Jesus, go take a bath, go take a shower, comb your hair, wash your clothes. I have seen this, I would say hundreds, probably thousands of times. Here are bumper stickers on a car. I love Jesus. I'm waiting for the rapture. You know, the Bible said it. I believe it. And, you know, all the cute Jesus bumper stickers. And then you look inside the car and it's filled with fast food trash and this garbage and it hasn't been washed in 16 years. And folks, listen. Be a witness for Jesus. But if you're going to tell people that you are a follower of Jesus, don't destroy your testimony by the way you act, the way you look. And again, please, you know, you don't have to be rich to be clean. Wear clean clothes. Represent Jesus well. Joy and I were both taught in our homes and in our Christian education. If you're going to do it for Jesus, do it right. Strive for excellence. Hey, listen, there are times I've been working around the house and I've got old dirty work clothes on and we'll go out to eat and something. I'm just talking about people who their own personal cleanliness leaves much to be desired. If you are an unkept, dirty person, I suppose that's your business. But don't tell people you follow Jesus. Okay? It hurt my heart because I can guarantee you that almost everybody that walked by that car this morning in the parking lot and saw the Jesus memorabilia and then looked inside that car. And it was very clear this individual is not moving and they had, it was dirt, it was junk, it was garbage. People walking by see that and, yeah, that's one of those Jesus people. That's just another reason why I don't want to follow Jesus or go to church. Don't be a stumbling block. Don't be a stumbling block. We're to be light in a dark world, and there are many, many, many ways to be light in a dark world. Be a good testimony for Jesus. please.
This is Bob Burney Live.
So hard not to just go off on Afghanistan. During the break, I was watching the Pentagon briefing. Actually, the State Department briefing. This wasn't the Pentagon briefing. This was the State Department briefing that is going on right now as we speak live in Washington from the State Department. And It is so sad. It is so disheartening. The individual speaking is Ned Price, who is the spokesman for the State Department. Journalists are asking all kinds of questions, and he keeps kind of repeating and saying, well, you know, there's only so much we can do because the Taliban's in charge now. Well, you know, the Taliban, they're in charge. Well, you know, we hope the Taliban will keep their promises. Well, you know, what we can do is very limited because, well, the Taliban's in control. I don't know how many times he has said that in one way or another in the last 30 minutes. Well, you know, we're just kind of at their mercy. There's not a whole lot we can do, and they've made some promises to us, and we really hope. Has the Taliban ever kept a promise? Here is a story from the Washington Examiner. I'm giving you the source because I don't know whether it's true or not. If it is true, it is just unbelievably sad. Here is a headline from the Washington Examiner. U.S. general tells British commander in Kabul to stop rescuing people because they're making the U.S. look bad. According to the Washington Examiner, British special forces have been making heroic efforts to rescue not only British citizens, but Americans as well. But the commanding general of the American 82nd Airborne Division has told the British commander of their special forces to cease operations outside the airport perimeter, apparently because it is making the U.S. look bad. Now, again, I cannot vouch for the truthfulness of this. If this is true, we have one of our top military commanders on the ground in Afghanistan urging a British commander to stop rescuing people simply because it makes America look bad. Quote, Major General Christopher Donahue has told his British Army counterpart, a high-ranking field grade officer of the British Army's 22nd Special Air Service Regiment, that British operations were embarrassing the United States military in the absence of similar U.S. military operations, according to multiple military sources. It is reported that the British officer firmly rejected the request. It shows a rare tension between U.S. and British command groups in Kabul, and it reflects several factors, and it goes on and discusses that. Wow. Now, here's something encouraging. Headline, Digital Dunkirk, Veterans Network helps Afghan interpreters get to Kabul Airport. Quote, a network of hundreds of thousands of people, including analysts, are using satellite imagery and other tools to help Afghan interpreters who work for U.S. forces to evade Taliban checkpoints in Kabul and bring them to the safety of the airport. And it's a story about American military veterans working together using secret and semi-secret sources, satellite imagery, and so forth, to discover where these checkpoints are and help these Afghan interpreters that work for the U.S. to evade those and somehow get to the airport. Many of you may have heard that Glenn Beck, he has an organization called the Nazarene Fund that was established several years ago to help get people, not just Americans, but others out of dangerous situations. And they have collected over $20 million to pay for planes and personnel to get people out of Afghanistan. I hope and pray that he's successful. I don't know how they're going to do it without, I don't know whether they're going to hire mercenaries. I don't know. And obviously they're being very secretive about how they're going to do it. And, well, they should. It has been reported that they have been able to rescue some out of Afghanistan already. Again, I don't know. I hope that they're successful, and pray that they will be. The Biden administration is considering airstrikes. For what purpose? To destroy our equipment that we left behind. Yeah, blow them up. That has not been confirmed, but several news sources are reporting that the Biden administration is considering sending U.S. aircraft into Afghanistan to blow up our stuff that we left behind. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now, it would be better to blow it up than to have the Taliban use it. But how bizarre is that? It just is another illustration of what a horrible failure this was. One of CNN's journalists on the ground said this: if this isn't failure, what does failure look like exactly? That's a CNN correspondent in Afghanistan. When the liberal left loses CNN, that's bad. All right, we're going to switch gears when we come back. A new report on the effectiveness of masks. Yeah, you need to hear this.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.